Five, four, three, two, one.
Blast off! Woo! Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
It's Flatface Gilbert's birthday. How old are you now?
28.
28. Also, you lost weight?
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to go back fat. You got to go back fat.
I can't go back fat. I want to look like...
Don't say anything, but I'm going to just say this, right? Shut the fuck up. What I want to say is that... I'm telling you now, if you gained another 50 pounds, you would work 10 times more.
I gained weight when I was fat. No auditions.
Yeah, but you're stronger now.
Okay, that's true.
No,
okay.
Don't do that.
All right. You know what? I don't want competition. Stay skinny. Stay whatever you're doing. I don't want competition.
Okay?
You got Kalila, who I'm fucking just on the fucking brink of.
I'm here.
I'm going to spread your cheeks.
Whoa.
With my hands.
He has this game that he calls ventriloquisms. It actually has nothing to do with ventriloquism.
Yes, it does.
He just spreads my cheeks apart.
I say.
He spreads my cheeks apart in public and he makes my butthole talk.
In public?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I love this guy right here, man.
He's
my favorite.
I love his name, too.
Casey.
We got Casey here, man. And we got, you know what else we got right here in the back of me?
Who?
Barton Fink, man.
Oh, wow. Is that a juju?
Yeah. Don't say juju,
I'm sorry,
dude. He's not a juju, right? Are you Jewish?
I'm Jewish.
Yeah, you are. I know. This dude, I didn't know you were roommates with an old-timey writer from the 1940s.
Yeah, he's my roommate.
Yeah, right here, dude. I love your shit, dude. Excuse me?
Thank you.
Okay. And we have a special guest tonight, and I'm going to say something right now, okay? I met him via Destiny. I was playing with Eric Griffin, Fat Black, okay? Mm-hmm. My brother, Stevie Weeby, and all of a sudden this guy was also sometimes involved. He's very good at Destiny. His name is Eric Koch. He is also a UFC fighter, so give him a round of applause, everybody. Now you can talk.
Now I can talk.
You're the only guest who's actually obeyed those rules.
Yeah.
Everyone always pops it right
out
the
gate. I'm nice. You know, I'm coming into somebody else's house, you know?
Whoa. Oh, I love these fucking independents.
Everybody thinks fighters are like, you know, some mean, you know, just going to beat your ass all the time.
Yeah.
But no, not at all. Very respectful.
I like the way you guys, I don't know how everyone got together. I don't know. How did you meet? So you met Eric Griffin first online.
I met Griffin. Well, what was crazy about it was I followed him on Twitter because I was always a Workaholics fan.
I don't know why, but okay. I'm kidding. It's a great show. It's a wonderful show full of comedy and delight.
But no, I followed him on Twitter and I saw him like make a post towards Bungie talking about Destiny. And I was, you know, I sent him a tweet and I was like, you know, shit, if you ever play, you want some help, hit me up because I'm really good at Destiny. You know that. You're very good.
He's so good.
And he followed me, but he never hit me up. And then, you know, the app, little companion app.
Yeah, I used to have
it. Yeah, you find people.
Yeah, that's how you did it.
You erased all of it, didn't you?
Hold
on. Let's get into that later.
Okay.
Before you call me Yoko Ono for the umpteenth time. Yeah.
But then I went on there because I was just looking to finish a raid, and I was playing with you guys for like 4 hours. I didn't know who the hell it was.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about like what we do and shit, like because they were talking about comedy, all that shit.
Yeah.
Told them I fought in the UFC and. You know, he's like, oh, shit, what's your name? You know, I asked him. And I didn't know his name was Eric Griffin. Mm-hmm. I knew him as Montez.
Right.
I didn't know his name. Yeah. You know, he's like, oh, shit, I follow you on Twitter. I was like, you know, what's your name? He's like, Eric Griffin. I'm like, I don't know an Eric Griffin. Like, right. I follow you. He's like, Montez from Workaholics. I was like, oh, shit.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. So that's how crazy, how small of a world it is. Because how many people play Destiny and how many people are on this app, like,
yeah,
you know, finding that, but I mean, that was it.
But we found each other.
Yeah, we found each other.
And you're very good at it.
Is he the best one
out of the group? He is to fight by far. But I honestly believe that Eric's the worst.
Griffin?
I thought you said Craig's the
actually,
worst.
Actually, no. We looked up KD's today.
Yeah, who?
And Craig is terrible.
Yes, he is terrible. But I didn't even want to bring his name up because he's on the precipice of suicide anyway. Well, so
don't say that.
I mean, he's doing great in life.
Oh,
is what I meant to say.
The complete opposite.
Yeah. But
don't worry. The filming we did, we all sat on him, like in front of him, to his face. So it really didn't matter.
I mean, Craig a lot.
He can take it.
I like Craig a lot.
But no, he's by far the worst.
He is. Who's the second worst?
I think then it's Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Who's better, Steve or Bobby?
Ooh.
Bobby hasn't played in so long.
But when they were playing.
Pick a side, bro.
You don't even remember.
I don't know.
You don't remember.
I don't know. But Steve is better than both those guys.
Yeah, so. Steve is getting better. And yeah. Yeah, but
because when I talked to Eric on Saturday and I had him rank everybody, I said, are you better than Bobby? He was like, oh, yeah. Bobby sucks.
Damn.
And then you told me differently.
Well, maybe because he has so much fat in his eyes, right? Like, you know, he's so fat, his face, that it went into his eyes and he can't see clearly enough, because I'm going to tell you this right now. He is not better than I am. He's, damn. In fact, if we do a group crucible, he's always last.
Well, I wanted to do like, not me, obviously, but yeah. Everybody else individual match to see who's the best.
How do you feel? How does it feel to play with such shitty players? If you,
you know, they're lucky they can be funny, and I just like to relish them talking shit to to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Rarely do they ever try to talk shit to me. Yeah. You know, but they're talking shit to each other. I think it's fucking
yeah, because
hilarious.
We don't want our heads to be crushed. by your hand. Okay. All right, so I want to say something right now, because this is my podcast, and you really broke my heart when you lost to Clay Guida.
Okay, okay, let's talk about it. Let's.
I was on the UFC Fight Pass. I was on the road. Mm-hmm. I go, fucking Eric's fighting, and I put it on.
I watched it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've never. No. Just let me finish. It broke my heart.
It's weird watching somebody so that weird you know to watch. Fight. Yeah. It's a different.
I threw my iPad and everything.
Really?
Yeah, I was emotional about it.
I think Stevie was really upset too.
Everyone, called each other afterwards. What the fuck happened?
Right, right. Well, touching on that, like watching the craziest,
talking to the mic, man.
The craziest thing.
I'm not afraid of him anymore. Go ahead.
The craziest thing about fighting is like when you fight, you're nervous, but it's a different type of nervous energy.
Yeah,
it's like. I know I got to be in there, and I got to be on everything. Like it's more of a focused like nerve.
Yeah.
When you watch people you know fight, like when I watch my teammates fight, I lose my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't believe we do this for a living.
Right.
Like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so touching on that, like watching people you know fight is. Watching my brother fight was probably the worst thing.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I'd lose my shit. It's your brother.
Yeah.
You know, so if they even get hit, you get mad. You want to climb the fence and, you know.
That's how I felt, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
And he was on top of you, like, you're doing all that gay shit.
He didn't do any damage.
He didn't, Eric.
We'll go into the fight.
Yeah.
The fight was very. It was just a strange fight because he's such a weird guy to fight. You know, when he fought Anthony Pettis, my teammate, he was coming forward. Everybody's used to Guida moving his head and like high energy.
Yeah.
He fought way more patient.
With you?
With me.
Yeah.
He didn't come forward. The whole game plan was to counter and, you know, fight him, you know, because he wants to come forward. Let him, you know, hurt himself by falling on the sword. But he never did that. He was very patient. And he wasn't like super strong. His takedowns weren't super strong, but it's like he did just enough to get me down.
Yeah.
You know? And the one thing I give credit to Clay Guida is he's such a veteran. Like when he has you down, it is hard to move. Like he doesn't take risks to posture up and do damage, but he controlled my hips so well. Usually I'm good off my back. I can throw submissions up and I can move. I've never felt like that. Like against the fence, I would try to wall walk.
Yeah.
And like jump off, he would shut me down. He knew exactly what I was doing. He's just a veteran.
Yeah.
You know? So what I take from that fight is, you know, I'm not hurt. I didn't take any damage.
You didn't.
Fuck it.
I know you didn't. You look good afterwards. Yeah. You did look good afterwards. I'm just saying because I want you to succeed.
I want to succeed.
I know you do.
Trust me.
And so that's where my thing was coming from. It's like I want Eric Koch.
I think that I would be really terrible being a spectator to my kids' sporting events.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like I would much rather compete than be a spectator to anything. It's because you have a set of nerves that you can't kind of dispel. Like you when you're watching, you have all this built up adrenaline that you can't use towards movement.
Exactly.
When you're an athlete, you have this adrenaline. You're about to actually use your body towards something.
The power's in your hands.
Yeah.
Like when you watch somebody you love or a training partner, you want to do it for them.
Yeah.
And when you're watching from like a third person view, it's a lot different. It's a lot different when you're actually face to face.
I mean, I know I wrestled in high school. I know it's not the same, but I remember. It's not the same.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard.
I don't know why you're laughing.
But I believe in you, baby.
But I did tournaments and stuff, right? And I used to get so, I've never been more nervous. It's more nerve-wracking than stand-up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe, like, trying to make weight and then actually go walking in. It's so nerve-wracking. So I can only imagine, because you're at a higher level. Yeah. That you and you, there's so much at stake.
Well, and
you were also plagued with injuries and whatnot. So this, you hadn't been back in a long time,
right? Right.
So there was a lot riding on it. So I'm sure you were.
I mean, the biggest thing about it is in any sports, you know, a lot of sports that are like football, soccer, they're team sports. So if you lose, the blame is kind of dispensed. Yes. Like you can put it on other people. In fighting, when you lose, it's the fucking worst. Yeah. When you win, it's the greatest. That's why we do it. They're they're both, you know, total extremes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's fucking terrible. I hate losing.
Did you cry?
I did.
You did?
Every loss, I cry. Mm-hmm. Because in all...
Why do you find that funny?
Ah, oh, what a pussy!
Bobby's gonna be crying. Bobby's gonna be crying here pretty soon.
I'm kidding. Aaron, I was just joking, man.
I know.
That was a joke, Bob. I wasn't really laughing, man. Right, at Barton? No.
The best way I can put it is Tito Ortiz. He said it.
Fuck him.
Why?
I'm why? Fuck I'm totally Tito kidding. I love Tito. I love Tito.
Why are you trying so much beef with fighters?
I love Tito.
Please.
He used to say, he's like, when you lose a fight, it's like a loved one dying, because we train so fucking hard.
I bet.
That's why not many people do this. We train so hard, and people really don't understand how hard we train. And when you lose a fight and you dedicate 3 months to dieting, cutting weight, training four times, you know, a day, watching tape, you're just, your whole life is dedicated to this one day.
Yeah.
You're not thinking anything past it.
I can't imagine.
It's just like, that's judgment day. That's like, that's the end of days for you until the fight's actually over.
Yeah.
That's the end of the day. So like, when you lose a fight, it's weird because it doesn't hit you in the cage. It's when you go back and you can you know the disappointment of your corner. Not necessarily they're mad at you, but like they're just bummed you lost. And you feel like you let a lot more people down.
But you weren't humiliated. You were doing so good.
No, but I take pride in being good.
Ronda Rousey did with Amanda Nunes.
I mean,
she was picked apart within a minute and she was out. You can tell that she trained hard for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine, especially the kind of expectations on her. I can't imagine what that feels like.
Jose Aldo going out in 14 seconds like that.
Oh, my God.
When you've been undefeated your whole career.
Crushing.
I mean, that man cried a lot afterwards.
Yeah.
That is
the
just
suffering.
Soul
I can't even
crushing. I don't. That's why I always think about whether or not I want my kids to be, you know, if they can get there. If I do want to encourage for them to be like professional athletes, because so much it becomes so ingrained as your identity that when it's gone, it's so hard to separate yourself from that.
Well, and that's with a lot of fighters that have problems retiring. That's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of, like, I thought Anderson Silva, when he defended his belt like 8 times, he should have retired. If he would have retired, because his, we all do this. If you ask any fighter, we do it to make money, but I didn't start this to do money.
Right.
When I started training, UFC wasn't big at all. It was still underground. Like people didn't really know much about it. So like, what my stance on it is, I do this because when I die, I want my name to be remembered. It's a way of immortality.
Like a legacy.
Sure. Yeah, it's my immortality.
That's like everything that we do. I do stand up to do that.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
But I mean, that's why I do it. So if someone's on a rank like GSP, I honestly don't think he should come back. You know, I feel like if he stayed that, people are undisputed.
But think of it this way, though, all right? It's like, when you're away from the game for that long, your name fades, no matter who you are.
Right.
And so you get addicted to the glory, too, and the adrenaline. It's a drug.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
So that's why they come back. They go, you know, they want to be the center of attention again. They want, you know, if they win, they want that glory, that feeling that you said, right? So you can understand why they come back.
I completely understand. But if you're looking at long term, you know, you got to think about it. MMA, there's so many ways to lose. So many ways to win, so many ways to lose.
Yeah.
You're going to lose. Doesn't matter how good you are. You know, Conor McGregor, he's lost.
Not John
Jones. And you actually lose. Let's get into that in a second. But you lose more than just that, because your brain is on the line. It isn't swimming. It isn't track. You could be hurt for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're doing damage.
So, so much more is on the line than just losing, you know? Yeah. But listen, yes.
I, you know, watching the McGregor fight last weekend with Mayweather, I want to.
Yeah.
And to see, you know, I wanted to say this. You can say whatever you want about McGregor. You can already tell up front that he's just a better fighter all around. He would have destroyed Mayweather if it was anything.
Yeah, that was only like one-fourth of his arsenal.
Yeah, yeah, no, if it was an MMA fight, hands down.
It would, no, in 10 seconds, though. I mean, you could tell that he could take him down.
First round,
he would,
yeah,
destroyed him.
Right, yeah, no, I completely agree.
Boxing sucks. Boxing is so fucking boring. It's like, remember that one time where, like, Mayweather turned around, showed his ass to McGregor, and McGregor was like, all right, I'll just punch you from behind. And then the old-timey black guy that was the ref, I don't know where they got him. I think that's the guy from Sesame Street.
Wait, what?
That black man from Sesame Street.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch the documentary.
So they would break him apart. And I'm like, this is bullshit. This is not cool. You know what I mean? It's below that's below the belt. And then they warn people.
Don't
fuck
hit
you.
The top of the head.
Oh yeah, why not the top?
Well,
what's wrong with the top of the head? Tell me right now.
So it can. I mean, I think it's kind of bullshit. But way back in the day, it was just something that they, you know, hitting behind the head and on top of the head, they feel like can do more damage, more brain damage. And
the back of your head, for sure, because that's where your cerebellum is.
My
and
cerebellum. That's also let me tell you about my cerebellum.
Bobby, tell you about your cerebellum.
Right? My cerebellum is made of adamantium steel.
Wolverine.
Like Wolverine.
What about your pons and medulla?
My medulla is like dilithium crystals. It's like not even a medulla
anymore.
Why are
they different material?
It just is. I'm like evolved.
That's your breathing centers. Your respiratory centers are in the back of your head.
Yeah, but still, it's like.
You can feel it. When you do get, because actually Guida hit me in the back of the head a couple times, and like you feel it.
A little different?
It feels different.
It hurts as much.
It's not like a pain, but it's like it. Like a concussion would kind of feel like. It's,
whoa.
You know, well, all your nerves are running through, right? That's where your spine
is. You have no nerves on your face, fuck nut?
I got nerves, but these I get hit there all the time. No, I don't. I really don't.
You don't have any
the adrenaline takes care of
you. Do you feel any pain in your shins at all?
You don't feel anything.
So your shins are completely, you could kick down banana trees and feel nothing.
Like what's crazy about it is your adrenaline is going so, like it's so high. When someone does a bunch of damage to your leg, mm-hmm. it's not really the pain. It's just your leg doesn't work anymore. It's crazy.
Oh.
It's
yeah.
the craziest thing. And people ask that, like, doesn't it hurt to get punched in the face? Well, it's not like pleasant. Like, ooh, that felt good.
Yeah.
No, but like when we fight, you got millions of people watching you on TV. And like your adrenaline is so crazy.
I can
you
only
don't
imagine.
Feel anything. You don't feel anything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have a curiosity to feel that at some point in my life. I know I'm too old, but I'm saying that I do want to try absorbing a shot when my adrenaline is high.
Is going.
I don't want to absorb a shot when I'm not ready. I don't want to be sucker punched. I'll cry and I'll tap out. You know, like it's over.
I take my hands on her ass cheeks. I spread them apart and she cries like a little bitch.
Because again, I'm not prepared. My adrenaline is not
high
up.
I'll rip your butthole right now in front of everyone to see, okay? And you're going to cry like a little fucking baby, all right, baby? I love you. Give me. Oh, look at. Are you upset all of a sudden?
Because that's not the kind of fighting I'm into.
All right, my bad. But I'm just saying.
Wait, how often have you been doing this?
A lot.
Has he?
Like, he's like.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now, all right?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tell you something right now. This fucking Jon Snow bullshit, I've had enough of it.
Wait, you all don't watch Game of Thrones?
Is this Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Oh, just give me a second then. Okay. Let me just vent my thing, all right?
Okay. All right.
We got to get back into
We're
going
to get back into
fight.
This, but I just need to get this off my chest.
Get off
all right?
chest, yeah.
If you saw last Sunday's episode, right?
Spoiler
there was a
alert.
Love scene with Daenerys and Jon Snow. Okay. And all the ladies in the house were watching. They're like, ooh! And you could hear, quack, quack, their fucking vaginas are all squirting. Quack, quack,
a lot
like
of squirting.
That, right?
A
lot of squirting, right? Then this bitch... we come back home because we're at her sister's house to watch it, and she snuck it in to watch it on her iPad.
You rewatched it?
12 times.
Let me tell you something right now. Number one, his ass cheeks aren't that special. They're they look like Kate Moss's ass cheeks. They're pale,
flat,
and flat. I didn't like it.
Kate Moss.
And number two, bitch, if you had a chance with Kit Harington, what are you doing with Fat Gook?
I like Fat Gook. Fat Gook's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but if you could get Kit Harington, you would not be in this situation right now.
If I could turkey baste myself with a sperm, I would, yes.
All right.
Damn.
But let
if
me tell
you allow
something.
Me.
If I, okay. Let me say this. Okay. If Kit Harington called me and said, Bobby, let's fuck, right? I would go to fuck. That's how he sounds, by the way.
Yeah.
It's dead on, all right? I would go to fucking North Face, get a woolly jacket.
A woolly jacket.
Go to Ireland, wherever the fuck he lives.
Belfast.
And I would, yeah. I would bite the inner, his inner thigh gently.
As a mark.
As a mark. Like, so then when she fucks him, she'll know I was there.
She's like, fuck, Bobby got some first.
Yeah. If you see like fucking fang marks on his inner thigh, that's like, Papa.
I don't mind sloppy seconds from you. I don't even mind sloppy 20ths. Like, I'll take anything from him. I'll take anything from
He's
him.
Not gonna fuck you, bitch!
If he wanted
and
to...
And that's a guarantee! Right now, Kit Arrington, right now.
Oh.
You can have
shit.
This shit right here for free. Right?
No, I don't have a chance with him. All I'm saying
I'll get all the fucking oils together. I'll look, jerk off. Whatever you need, bro. But here,
wait,
free, dude.
Wait, why
you don't have to pay
off?
For no dinner, nothing. All right? Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. You're not gonna want it.
Kit Harington, if you wanted to fuck me with your big toe, I'd take that.
All right. Ooh. That episode, and also, this fucking juju. I'm sorry.
You're so rageful.
I'm rageful, but this juju right here in back of me, and I know that you're Jewish, and that's wrong for me to say because I love. I'm not in Schindler's List. I cried.
Okay, that's
that little red girl in the dress. Aww. I fucking cried. Shut the fuck up. All right. And I love Schindler. He was a good dude. All right. So I'm on your side. But let me tell you something right now. You're just like this fuck nut. All right? You don't watch Game of Thrones. It's fucking silly. All right? It's a cultural phenomenon, Eric.
I hear nothing.
Yeah, talk in the mic, you fuck nut.
So far
yeah,
away
yeah.
From
Fuck you.
No, yeah. No, don't get angry. Don't get angry. This is how I talk.
This is how he talks.
Don't smash me.
I've heard nothing but good things about it, but I'm just so far behind.
Yeah, okay.
And I like, when I watch shows like that, I like to binge watch them.
All right.
So how long would it take for me to start from episode one
and
get all
weeks.
The way through?
That's what okay. my best all right. friend just
but
did.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I am so envious that you fuck Barton Fink. You guys haven't seen it. Because if I was in your thing, I'd be so excited. I go, oh my God, the next 3 weeks are going to be the most amazing 3 weeks of my life. That's how good the fucking show is.
Back
right?
to back to back.
Yeah, so...
What is there?
You know what? And you're getting like a little, your adrenaline flowing, and you're looking at me like I'm Clay Guido. I'm not. All right? I'm your friend.
You're Clay Guido, yeah, not
whatever,
Guido.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Whatever that old man's name is. Okay, let me say this right now, okay? Whatever you're going through right now, the adrenaline, you want to smash my head.
The back of your
fucking
head.
Fucking check that shit. Because let me say something right now. I'm a rage monster too.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what that means. I'll tell you what that means, Chachi, okay?
Chachi.
All right, I have HRS.
Oh.
You know what that is?
I have no idea.
Hidden retard strength.
Oh.
You wow. don't think that people with that retarded or chimpanzees are strong, but they'll break.
Maybe you shouldn't compare retards to chimpanzees.
No, in terms of strength.
Strength. Those are very strong animals.
My yeah, God. Okay.
My bite's like a hyena. Is that? Do I feel bad about that? No. All right.
Your face is like a hyena too.
Wow. Shots fired.
And you know what? That's a spread cheek right there.
Wait, what's the tally right now?
What? That's like 9 spread cheeks.
Shit, you're gonna rip.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude. All right, so relax. We're good. You and I, we're friends. All right. And also on top of it, I'm not afraid of you. And also on top of that right now is that.
That's not what happened.
What happened?
I respect you and I love you and I'm always going to be on your corner, dude. All right?
I appreciate
I'm always
going to
be on your corner.
Okay.
How do you choose who's in your corner?
It's just my preference. Whoever I want.
Do you know? Switch and it up each fight?
It's like Duke, right?
It all depends. Yeah, I mean, usually it's Duke, but what's crazy
Duke
is...
Rufus.
Duke Rufus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Rufus. I know the game.
Rufus Sport. Best team in the world.
Shout out to Rufus.
Yeah, it Whoa. Is. In the rankings.
What are you doing? Are you trying to die?
No. You can. Yeah, he tried to talk all this shit about
I'm
me not being
I'm
mad.
An alpha, I'm an alpha male guy.
Oh, yeah,
God. Yeah, yeah. I'm Zach Town
I'm
all
cool
the way.
With those guys. Yeah, I'm cool yeah. with those guys.
I love
too.
All those guys.
So you have the Pettis brothers. Yeah. You have Tyron.
Yep.
You have
Ben Askren.
Yeah, Ben Askren. Yeah. Is he still in Asia?
He does. He does. I mean, he comes back here, but he's got a deal. He trains at Evolve. When
Tyrone
he's got a fight
Woodley.
Coming up for like a couple weeks.
Let me
and
tell you
fights.
Something about your boy Tyrone Woodley.
Be careful.
Oh geez.
Be careful about it.
I'm going to be very
tread
careful.
Tread lightly.
I'm going to tread very lightly.
Guy's
right?
a big, big, strong man.
The dude is the most unentertaining fighter
oh
I've
God.
Ever fought.
But you're judging that off one fight.
No.
Did you
the
did
Stephen
you,
Thompson fights?
Did you
the
ever,
last fight I just saw him fight?
Did you
Who
ever
did he fight
watch
last time?
Damian Maia.
Damian Maia.
Did you ever watch Damian Maia versus Anderson Silva?
Oh, that was the worst in up in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's boring
I
as
remember
hell.
That.
Yeah,
that was the
climate.
Worst.
Have you ever been to Saudi Arabia? The climate's weird.
No.
What's that kind of
The elevation? I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, you have actually.
I have been there, okay? The elevation. I couldn't even fucking walk. The elevation was so high. I don't know much about the elevation. I don't know anything about
Take
it.
Take that back. I love Tyron.
I love
Gilbert
him too.
And I love him.
Yeah. I love him too. Look at me, Tyrone.
He hates Tyrone.
Yeah, yeah.
Who gave you cocaine?
No one gave me cocaine. I just
want to
be.
You're being hyper as fuck right now. Pay some respect. We love you, Tyron Woodley. My God.
Dude, I love Rufus Sport. You don't think I do?
Not right now. I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. Pettis, legend. Woodley, legend. You're a legend. I'm fucking a big fan.
Sergio.
Right? Good. And they're my favorite.
And Sergio's, he's close to
Sergio
a title
who?
Side.
Pettis. And
Pettis,
his brother.
Pettis.
He has a brother?
They're both. His favorite team, Rufus Sport. Shout out.
Yeah.
No, but I've never heard of Sergio. I've heard of Anthony. I've seen a lot
I
of
I would love to have Tyron Woodley on this show and you tell him exactly what you told.
No,
this
no,
guy.
You know why I don't want him in this room?
Why?
Because I don't want to fall asleep.
Oh, shit.
Because his fights are so fucking boring. It's like,
okay,
hey, this is amazing. No, shut up. I don't give a fuck. This is a co-main event. We paid money to see this. God. Can you just get in the pocket and fucking do some punches?
Oh my gosh, shut up, Bobby.
The two Stephen Thompson fights?
First one was great.
So but, what? That's equally on Stephen Thompson's part.
You think I unfollowed Stephen Thompson on every piece of social media because of that fucking
Stephen
fight.
Stephen Thompson was very boring in that fight. At least Tyrone knocked him down, beat his ass.
Yeah. You're right.
Both
you're right.
fights.
I'm sorry. You're right. He's your brother and comrade. He's your comrade and your brother. And I'm being confrontational.
Very.
And I don't want to die. Okay? And I just realized
he's huge.
What I just did. These are fucking beasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are human machines. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there. I don't give a fuck.
Wait, what are you doing?
I don't give a fuck. Right, Barton? Are you on my side or what? We'll take on the whole army. All right?
We?
Yeah. Bring me all of them.
No.
Should we start right now?
I'm kidding.
Me and Bobby.
Let me say something.
You should bring him to train in Milwaukee. Bring him for like.
Can I just say this?
Training camp. Training camp.
I'm going to say this, okay? Me and Jordan Peele, when we were on Mad TV, we had Tito Ortiz on. Mm-hmm.
And
it was in a ring, and I had these pads, right? These kick pads.
Right.
And I go, hey, Tito, kick me as hard as you can with the pad. He goes, it's going to hurt you.
Oh, God.
I go, dude, this pad is like nine. Big cushion. Mm. It ain't going to fucking hurt me. I was knocked unconscious.
Really?
That dude's probably walking around at like 235.
I mean, he kicked me so hard, and the pad was so thick, I fell to the ground. I couldn't breathe. If there was no pad there, I would have died. I'm not even kidding. One time, John Cena took his hand, he slapped me in the chest, and I said, do it as hard as you can. He goes, I'll break every fucking, your ribs. I go, break them. And he did it. He left a print on my chest for 3 weeks.
John Cena hit you?
Yeah.
These
people, you don't
want to
fuck with these people. And this guy right here, not only is he a fucking physical specimen, he's a smart guy. He's got the brains, too.
Thank you.
And he's a nice guy.
So why are you shitting on his teammate?
I'm not shitting on any teammate. I'm just saying that I'm not going to watch any more Woodley fights.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, you will.
Yes,
you will. If he fought GSP, would you watch it?
I would watch every Woodley fight.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it if, like, I was in a futon with a blanket so I could fall asleep.
My God.
Okay, enough.
Okay.
Let's
I know.
On.
All right. Wait. No. No. I will. Okay.
You're bringing something out of him.
I know.
He's never been
I've
this
never been
hyper.
Like this. Why am I like this?
I don't know.
It's his testosterone. It's higher than all of ours.
It's like tripping
I just
want to
also. I also want to do this real quick. And let's get spiritual. Let's get a little spiritual. Let's calm it down a bit. That's my bad. And I'm a little hyperactive. And I want to just take it down. Okay.
Oh my God.
Is when I was in Albuquerque. It has nothing to do with you, so you don't have to comment.
Okay.
But when I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico last weekend, Pastor Gil came to my show.
Oh.
And afterwards, him and I had a conversation about God. And I don't want to get into details about it, but I feel like he was there.
God was?
God was there.
Pastor. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pastor Gil, may God bless you. May God keep you. May God cradle you like a baby. May God take you through Hurricane Harvey and be a free man.
Can you believe that a Christian pastor listens to this podcast?
Huge
that's,
fan.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Huge man.
And I don't want to go down. Your religion's cool too, bro. Okay? Judaia.
Judaia.
All right.
Judaia.
Whatever you. I was there. I went to Israel. I saw your people. Good people. Okay, I'm talking like Trump now.
All right,
okay,
your people are great. Yeah, Jewish people.
Yeah.
Amazing. I want to do a real assessment of the fight on Saturday. So
okay,
the McGregor versus Mayweather fight. I'll so just what are say, your thoughts? Yeah, you go first.
I'll just say I told you so, right?
You did.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
did. I was
you
there
were
with
right.
you.
Yeah,
you did. Literally what
you
I said
You called
happened.
It from the very beginning. You said he's going
early
to...
rounds. Yeah.
Early, you know, Connor's going to get the early rounds. He's going to preserve, and he's going to walk him down after, you know, the fifth or sixth round. And that's exactly what he did.
It's like saying, hey, do you know that Cristiano Ronaldo beat LeBron James in soccer? Exactly. And you're like, yeah, but LeBron James doesn't play soccer. That's right. Cristiano won. It's two different sports. Okay? And it was a money fucking event. Mm-hmm. We all paid for it. When I went to the comedy store afterwards, there was no one in the audience. I swear to God, it was
that
dead.
Empty?
12 people.
Damn. I think I heard like one in five Americans was watching it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So they made a lot of fucking money. Mm-hmm. Right? And good for you, but I will not be tricked again. It was, you knew that Mayweather was going to win because that's his sport.
It's his sport, but everybody always buys Mayweather fights because they hate Mayweather. They want to see him lose. People don't get Mayweather fights because, mm-hmm. oh, they're super exciting.
Yeah.
They don't.
Because he's undefeated.
Like, I remember watching him and De La Hoya, and everybody was out of their seats because Mayweather lost the first four rounds.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, he's going to do it. It's always the same thing. He mm-hmm. always takes you into the later rounds, and that's when he just picks you apart. The one thing I will say I was surprised about is, you know, I don't know, how much of boxing or fighting you guys know, but, like, Conor referred to him as fighting like a Mexican.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's because the Mexican hands style is hands up and just
swing,
forward the entire time. Yeah. And he did. He did fought like a Mexican. He didn't fight, you know, his normal shell, slipping punches and countering. Yeah. He came forward the entire time. So, I mean, Mayweather.
Is that a good thing?
Which
is that,
Conor
is that,
wasn't
is that,
prepared
yeah, it,
for.
It was a perfect game plan because being a counter fighter and constantly have to fight going backwards, it'll tire you out.
Yeah.
Because Mayweather probably threw 10 punches the first four rounds. Like, he didn't throw any punches.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody gets excited when, you know, they're hitting his guard. But most of Conor's punches didn't land because I rewatched the fight and a lot of them didn't.
Power
he got a
shots
couple,
either, yeah.
Yeah, he got a couple nice uppercuts in there, but he wore them out. And once he wore them out, you know, it's the same thing with the Nate Diaz fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know? First round,
he does
beat
a face.
His ass.
Yeah. Connor does a face, and you know he's gonna lose.
Yeah,
you called it.
I did.
Yeah.
He does his face where he turns around.
He like wobbles.
Also,
wobbles.
And he has this look like
the color of his skin changes. He goes from a pale. Very red to sort of a pale type of a low gas.
Well, and
face.
His eyes get droopy. Usually
that's what it
is. He's very
yeah.
alert. And then when he gets here, you know that.
Wow, that's good observation.
What did you think about the stoppage?
I thought it was early.
For boxing, for UFC,
for everything, I would say for both. But what you got to understand is they got the three knockdown rule in boxing.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But a lot of times that's, you know, knockdowns happen, they're like flash knockdowns.
Yeah.
You know, there's a wild exchange, somebody gets hit with one punch, they get floored, they have an opportunity to get up, you know, the ref makes sure that they're conscious and they're ready to fight. Sometimes stoppage like the Conor Mayweather happen just because when a ref sees a fighter's completely out of it and like exhausted, and if they're not defending themselves, they're doing it for the fighter.
Yeah.
You know, because let's face it, they could have let that fight keep going.
Yeah.
Conor wasn't coming
of
back.
Course.
He was going to get knocked out.
And he would have gone more like...
He would have got beat up.
Yeah. And my question to you is, now I know, like, I don't know the insides of what contractually, you know, what they sign up for. Could you put that in the contract for someone like McGregor? Like, if he's visibly hurt, that we don't do like the three knockdown rule. Like, can you put that in the contract?
I don't think so. I just think commission-wise, the rules are what they are. I don't think they can exempt anybody. Like, Conor knows what he's getting himself into.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think anything like
because
that
how
happened.
Many seconds were left on the clock? 20 or something like
it
that?
It wasn't a lot.
20, but what round was that? Was that 9?
That's true. That was 10.
It was
10.
There's two rounds left.
Yeah.
He would have gotten knocked out.
That's
and that's unnecessary damage.
But he did okay, though. Did you not think so?
No. He did great.
Yeah, I mean, even some of the, you know, I don't like the condescending announcers are like, he's doing pretty good. His jab was pretty, you know what I mean? Like, as if
he's never
he
thrown
came
a jab.
Out of nowhere. But let me tell you something, boxing guys. The UFC is where it's at. Mm-hmm. That's where the level is. So don't be condescending.
Well, they should be condescending.
Because he can do Muay Thai kicks to the face.
If that's where it's at, then the fighter should be paid the way boxers are getting paid.
Well, and you know, in Conor's defense, MMA, we have to train for so many other things.
Yeah.
So like boxing, all they're doing is boxing. Mayweather's never thrown a kick. He's never had to train wrestling, jiu-jitsu. So we have to split up our time training doing a bunch of different things. So our conditioning is also different. You notice a lot of MMA fighters, we kind of hold more muscle. We're a little more bulky because there's more grappling. There's more wrestling. Strength is a bigger issue. Boxing, you know, they have a big core, but their arms are kind of skinny. Just because it's a specific skill set. So, I mean, I respect Conor for going in, and I mean, he fought the best in my eyes, he's the best boxer to ever live. You know, he's unbeaten. He's unbeaten. You know, so
I agree.
And he landed more punches than anybody else really has. So,
if you would have fought Pacquiao a little earlier,
He lost it for me with that because Mayweather called him out after Pacquiao had already lost some
steam.
That's
what I'm saying.
I hear you. I agree with
afraid.
That too. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
And to me, it's like, I don't listen when you see somebody like, who's the fucking Samoan that I like?
Mark
from
Hunt.
New Zealand. Mark Hunt's record is garbage. Awesome.
It's like
he has more losses than wins.
I don't care. He's my favorite fighter. That's what I'm saying. I love Mark Hunt too.
I want to watch him fight because he's going to put it on the line. If something's going to happen.
The one-hit knockouts are awesome.
Yeah, and so
just the walk-offs.
So someone like Mayweather, who is undefeated, it doesn't really, because I've seen his fights. It's like, I know what you do. You're very good defensively. You are a precision striker later on in the rounds, and you're very good at what you do, but you're not fun to watch.
Well, I said it. I said, me from a fighter standpoint, I like watching Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
Because I pick up on a lot of subtleties, a lot of little things in there that people don't pick up on. If I was just a normal average fan,
casual
fan, I don't want to. I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to pay $100 because if I want to be entertained, it's not entertaining to me.
Right.
Like I said, it's not his boxing style that people pay to watch. People pay to watch him lose. And that's why everybody's super excited when Conor's winning four rounds. They're like, he may do it. He may do it. You know, but Conor always are.
You're Conor a pretty good looking guy, huh?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying in general, do you think people...
He's been saying that, like...
Out of all the guys in the room,
Out of this lot.
I like it. Bobby, give the whole lot, Bobby. Well, talk about the whole lot.
Age Patrick Dempsey right here.
Really age.
The AIDS, I said. Like he was
sick.
Oh,
AIDS?
Like he was sick. I'm kidding. But you fuck good or what? What, I can't ask
hey,
that?
Bro,
you
can. Fuck
I
good.
Fuck great. You do? I bet you do. Great. That's
you look
great.
Like you fuck good.
Why can't you
good?
Ask yeah, people that? Why can't you, as an American citizen, I know that you don't fuck good. You're
I take
sloppy.
Pride in how I fuck.
I take pride. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Why so much
right
pride?
This is what I'm talking
he
about.
He probably also doesn't gas out maybe, like you. You're maybe, like Conor McGregor of sex.
Bobby does the face.
Yeah, he does like his eyes get gassing out face.
Oh, I make noises that are unnatural.
Example, please.
Like I can't breathe.
No, it's more like an asthma wheeze. Like,
yeah, I do. I've done that before. Yeah, I'm an old man. You know what I mean? And I don't fuck. I've never fucked good. No one's ever fucked me and said that was a good fuck.
I don't believe that.
No, they have
one
to put
person.
Hand sanitizer. They have to do a doctor's visit. I mean, it's it's not good. But you know what? I get my nut off. I get my nut off and it feels fucking good.
That's the most important
right?
thing.
And it feels tender to me. I love it.
It feels tender.
And I live for it. Okay? I love coming. Okay? And that's why it's the best thing in the world. Coming. Right? There's no what. Even Einstein loves coming. No matter how smart you are.
He probably,
like something... I read this once that when you nut is the only time that you don't have an actual thought in your brain. Like your brain goes dead for that time
that's
that you're
nutting.
That's
actually a good
point. Yeah.
I could...
Like, are you ever like, ooh, I wonder where my pet cat is, like, while
no.
you're nutting?
Well, never.
No one's ever.
Never.
Go ahead.
I think that's maybe why, like, you know, when you have sex with someone, you really... feel like you shouldn't do it, but when you're in the heat of the moment, you do it, and then as soon as you bust that nut, it's like, fuck, why did I do that?
I know.
Yeah,
that's actually
every
a really
time
good
I masturbate after that afterwards. You know, when I'm climaxing, I wish that I could take that feeling and put in a little pill.
So whatever you want, that
you know, you would give to women.
What? Oh,
wait, what?
Yeah, like to Kalila.
Because you can't make me come?
No, she comes, but I want to give her the extra, like, you know, in excess.
That's so nice of you, sweetie.
You know, that guy from in excess.
Charitable.
And Kung Fu, what's his name? Get David Carradine? With the asphyxiation.
Yeah, it's asphyxiation.
Yeah. I want that nut.
That's sad. Don't make fun of him.
Give
he's
that,
dead.
No, I want to give you that cum, and then, you know what I mean? You just enter a different
realm.
Or
you could just choke me.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Because okay. yeah, because
but then asphyxiation... I get then you die and then I go to prison.
No, but then we'll have a you know because asphyxiation do you really think is you're supposed that strong, to
Bobby.
I think my I think if I'm on top, if I'm putting my weight and I'm really trying.
Both hands.
Yeah. And she's at first going, this is just for sex. But then she's like, I can't breathe. You know what I mean? I think that there could be a moment where I murder somebody that way.
Oh, jeez.
You know, but.
Jesus Christ.
What?
But yeah, Eric fucks good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
let's get back to the topic.
I just wanted to ask because, you know, you have a girlfriend now. You live in Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin.
What Milwaukee. Is that? Why? Because that's where
training. That's where the training is.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Iowa. My hometown. Oh, well, then
stay in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Shout out to Iowa.
What the fuck?
It's just you know, it's all right.
But
it's all right.
But no, it's my hometown's like 3.5 hours from it. And Rufus Sport, you know, it's a good gym, so I can stay close to my family whenever I want to go back and see them. Yeah, it's super close. I can drive.
Yeah. You know? But what is there to do there? Is it fun?
See, people always say that, but there's a lot of shit to do there. I mean,
okay, okay, let me just say something, okay?
Okay.
That's cool that you say that. You're okay. defending the area. That's great.
Right.
I love it. It's human. It's a natural human reaction. Mm. Defend where you're from. Mm. Even people from Bangladesh. Oh, I love Bangladesh. Or Calcutta. I live in Calcutta. I love it.
The water's great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's 12-year-old prostitutes just walking down the street. That's fine. But my point is that it is it? I don't think so. My point is this.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah. I've been to Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been
where
to
Wisconsin. Where at in Wisconsin, though?
I've been to Madison.
Okay.
I've been to Milwaukee.
Okay. That's where I live. Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah. I've been there.
Okay.
I used to live there as a kid.
I thought you lived in Minnesota.
We did, but we also lived in Milwaukee.
Oh.
That's
really?
Where my dad's. Yeah, that's where my dad, remember my mom, my dad stalked my mom.
Oh, right? Where they gave her the steak?
And she lived in Wisconsin, and my dad brought steak.
That's he how he courted her.
That was the courting?
Really? Yeah. Back in the late 60s.
That's how steak. You got a wife. You just gave her a steak. You show up at her door and you give her
Kobe
steak.
Beef. That's how good I am.
But I give Kobe beef.
It's great. No, your places, but I'm just saying that I wouldn't be able to live out there.
But I mean, what okay, LA's kind of different, but I've been to other places in California. Other than like the beach, what is there more to do here than like in the Midwest?
Mm-hmm. You have a point.
Everything. Okay, I mean,
I could go completely. Ahead. This is my fucking arena right now. I love it. Right,
oh, you're
right.
A hint at his octagon.
Yeah, number one is this. Okay.
Okay.
Case in point, I was in Albuquerque this weekend.
Okay.
I flew in Thursday night because I had to wake up at 6 a.m. to do press. Mm-hmm. It's about midnight, and I go, God damn it, I'm fucking hungry. I flew in and the lady that works for the casino, she goes, yeah, there's just nothing. Okay, yeah, but I need food right now. Like, I haven't eaten anything all day. There's nothing. And I go, where? She goes, well, 30 miles east, there's a
30 miles?
A Wendy's. I think it closes at 2. I'm not sure. I go, well, you're gonna have to go there. All right. You can't buy you right now, you and I, right?
Yeah.
If you want a nice steak with a man with a tuxedo,
yeah,
24/7, I can get you that.
So
or you could just cook it
so
at
let
home.
Let me
know. I'm
this
just
straight.
Saying
your yeah. idea of things to do.
That's one thing.
Food.
That's
yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh,
I'll tell you,
shit.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, my friend. Okay. There's only a couple of things in life that you need, all right? Shelter, food, and sexualities.
Hey,
all right?
Clothing, not necessary.
I'll fucking do this all day, right?
Stop it, Bobby.
I don't give
a fuck.
Stop it. All right, stop. My point isn't this, okay?
Scratch
it. Is that, yes, food is a big one. It's another thing, all right? 3 a.m, I can't sleep. I feel dirty. Should I take a bath or can I go to a steam room? A really cool Korean bathhouse.
This is like some first world problem shit, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is that I'm not saying, listen, I know that in an apocalyptic situation, right, we're all fucked.
Not me. You maybe.
this is why we're here right now. Because that right there is provocation.
Provocation.
Is that the right word?
Provocation.
You just provoked me.
Okay. I also just want to say one thing.
No, just let me just finish this, okay? So in a zombie apocalypse, right?
Right.
That you think you would live longer than me?
Interesting.
Come on. Let's just be.
Do you have hunting? Do you have hunting skills?
I have hunting skills. I know. And I'm an athlete. I'm an athlete.
I'm a hider.
You think you can hide better than me?
Yes. Let me say I'm an athlete. I'm a hider.
Here's the thing. We could both hide, but if I get caught, I could actually do something about it and get away.
No,
if
you get caught, into a zombie, and then all of a sudden you're trying to Muay Thai kick zombie kick people.
That would be awesome. Instead of an axe, it doesn't have to be that.
But for example, I can run faster than you can. I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't need to run. Dude, I'm in a vent.
You're gonna live in a vent?
Yeah, I'm in a warehouse.
That's where you're.
You know where
stay.
I'm gonna go? I'm gonna go to the mall.
Well, this goes back to the food. What are you gonna do about
it? I'm gonna go to West Covina Mall. I already have it planned out.
What happens when you know?
This right? Your plan is a mall.
Yeah, and I'm gonna hide in a vent, and then all of a sudden, I'm gonna like every day. I'm gonna like lock each door. I'm gonna try to kill all the zombies inside. Then I would lock all the doors, and I would eat like a hot dog on a stick all day.
Okay, so what happens about the other people?
Sounds like dead.
The other people that are still alive that you seem.
You can join
dead,
me if you want to, but
well, no, you'd be joining me. I'd be running the show.
See, that's I don't.
So wait, who is that?
Yeah, no, stop. I'm sorry.
Want him to bend the knee.
Oh. Yeah, he wants me to bend the knee. I'm not gonna bend the knee. Okay.
How do you establish alpha
male? In fact, position? You know what? You're like the fucking what was that guy? The mayor or whatever that was in Walking Dead. What's his name?
Governor.
The governor.
Oh, the governor.
You're the governor. You're the bad guy.
Oh,
all right?
Wow.
I'm the good guy. All right. Rick. My clan. We farm. We love each other. You enslave.
But,
that's fine.
But Rick's also a badass.
Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do?
He wants you to bend the knee.
You know what he would do? You know what? I know him. Him and I are. You know what I mean? Are the only humans left. This dude would fucking try to fuck me, dude.
No,
wait,
no.
You try to fuck me, dude?
No, absolutely.
No, look at me right now. In a Zombra, you would try to fuck me, dude?
Absolutely not.
Okay, if you had to fuck someone on the fire team, who would it be?
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible.
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, if there was a gun to your head.
Yeah, Eric Coke talks.
Okay, you had to fuck one of the guys, either Steve, Frank, Craig,
or
Eric
Griffin,
or me, who would you fuck?
This is terrible.
I know, but just one. It doesn't mean you're gay.
Not at all.
Steve.
Aww.
Oh, that's the right choice.
He's warm. You know?
That's a political choice. Yeah, because he was like, I'm sorry, dude. We had to do that, but you know.
Hey, Eric,
I'm sorry. Yeah, you have to get your nuts off. You know?
You know what he would do after you'd have sex? He'd wink at you all day. And remind you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would rub it in your face.
Yeah,
I go, like, you and I have a Coke. And I would wink right at you.
Yeah,
you
Steve.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah, Steve would never mention it again. He'd be like, "I'm sorry, we had to do that."
That is the right
choice.
Yeah,
I feel.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't know why I'm so confrontational today. His masculinity and his
It's threatening.
It is threatening.
It's
to
threatening.
Me.
I know you're acting like a wild.
I know,
person.
And I feel like I was in a corner, and I have nothing. I don't even know why I'm defending the things. I you know what? In a zombie apocalypse. Let's just be friends and let's try to survive. You can be the leader if you want to.
Okay, all right.
All right?
We'll shake on that. Zombie apocalypse ever happens.
You can be the leader. I don't give a fuck, but there's only room for one person in the event I'm going to be in. Yeah, don't laugh because you're going to be a zombie for sure.
Probably.
You're weak.
But
you're weak on every level, my friend.
His stand-up is pretty good.
I can only kick from a distance.
Yeah.
I just, nah. Okay. You're a zombie. And also, can I say this?
Mm.
I wouldn't even kill you if you were a zombie.
Why?
I'll chop your arms off and you'd be like one of those things.
Michonne.
Yeah, like Michonne. Yeah,
so I just wait. I'd be your pet?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's weird, man.
Don't worry. I wouldn't let Bobby do that to you.
And that's why I'll follow his. I'll jump into his
group.
There you go.
All right, let's do a vote. Let's do a fucking vote, all right? In a zombie apocalypse, all right? And cameraman, there's going to be no hostility towards you, all right? But me and Eric have two different fucking survival teams.
Can you talk about like your...
So raise your hand, who's going to be with Eric?
Well, give us a little bit of like what's like going on in the...
You have to sell yourself.
Sell your tribe.
All right, I'm going to sell the situation, okay? Okay. Here's what the deal is, okay? Where we're at, we live on a street right here. So in the building that we're in is where I'm in.
Okay.
And the building right across the street is where Eric is. Everything else is zombified.
Okay.
All right? You have to make a choice who you're going to be with. Mm. Clan, you're going to clan with. Mm. All right? So raise your hand, Eric. Be real.
Am I counted?
Okay. Yeah, everyone. Go ahead, babe. Be real.
She's got to stick with her man, dude.
All right. So these two guys. So the two cameramen and you.
Yeah.
All right. Who's gonna be with me?
You know what? Yeah. Fuck it. If we're both gonna die, I'm gonna die with my childhood star that I watch on TV.
And you know what? Can I just say something right now?
Yeah.
You're forever my friend for a life.
Yes!
In fact, you know what, dude? You just went up so high with me.
Oh. You really, you fuck no, it. No, you didn't abandon me. You're a real friend.
I can't tell if he's crying or
he's not crying.
You're a real friend. Fuck all you. Fuck you, you fucking Jew bastard. Fucking go in there. He'll fuck you.
Anyway, God, that really meant a lot to me. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. You want a dinner tonight? I'll pay whatever you want. Whatever you want, you know? Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Sorry, babe. Am I going out of control right now?
Out of control.
I love it.
Is it too much?
No.
Should I take it a level down or what?
I don't know. It's up to you. You're the captain of the ship.
I am the captain of the ship. Let me say something right now, okay? Let me say something right now. I believe that, and let's go back to Pastor Gil. Let's get spiritual again. I believe that everything happens for a reason. There is no coincidences. We're together here for a reason. We were all meant to be here at this very moment. And I heard your point of view. I heard how you feel.
Who?
No, these guys. These
about the, we're still at that thing.
No, we're not there. I want to get spiritual. Let's get let's get down to the real Braxton taxes.
Okay? Braxton taxes.
All right. We're here. We're in this moment. And you just showed me your true self. You two especially. And I hear you, and I accept it. But let me say something right now. That is why we can never... We can never be close. Okay? And that is the reason why Polly treated you like shit for 3 fucking years. This guy right here.
We gotta get Barton Fink on
Barton
the mic.
Barton Fink. All right, Barton Fink.
Get on the mic. Go, go, yeah. Get over here, Bart.
Yeah.
This guy worked for last week's guest, Polly Shore.
This is also my roommate.
It's also Gilbert's roommate. Yeah.
This is Josh, everybody.
Yeah. Josh.
And what did
Josh.
You call him earlier?
Barton Patrick. Fink.
Patrick Dempsey.
With AIDS. All right. A sick Patrick Dempsey. All right. So Josh. So, Josh.
Yes.
Yeah. You worked for Polly for how long?
About 3 years.
Was he an incredible boss?
At times.
Yeah. No. From 1 to 10. Because you've worked at other places.
Yeah.
Rank him as a boss.
I mean, it depends how you...
No, don't even do that. Clump it all. I don't want to care about... Some days he was this, some days he was that, just in a general, your vibe.
Based on how he treated me?
Yeah.
Probably like halfsies, around five.
He's being political right now.
He's being political,
but
five.
But well, averaging it all.
Yeah.
Some days he can be sweet.
Yeah,
very like what? Sweet. Like, give me a sweet thing that he would say.
You know, like, he would... remember things that I would tell him from a while ago and bring it up all of a sudden, just be like, hey, how's that going?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's like a good really listener. Yeah,
that's so,
he's
so fucking
a good listener.
Sweet.
I'd be shocked by it.
I'm shocked even hearing it from him because he's never done that with me.
You know, and he would take me places, take me out to eat.
He would.
Aww. He took me to spas.
Really?
Yeah.
the Korean one? The one that we go on?
No, the Russian one.
Oh, the Russian one. I've been to that one before. What are some bad things he's done?
You're putting this poor boy.
It doesn't matter because I'm going to say Polly's a part of my family and he knows that we talk this way.
Yeah.
And this is all a part of entertainment.
Yeah.
So just let it go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love Polly overall. He's just like a very sweet. He's special to me. And bad things that he did.
He is this guy right here. He is like, what's his name? From Game of Thrones.
Reek. Yeah.
This guy has been through so much. You don't even know who you are anymore.
I have Stockholm Syndrome.
You do,
yeah,
right?
You do.
You suffered. Look at me right now. You suffered.
Yeah. You're in love with your abuser.
Did you suffer?
Bobby, you know exactly.
Yeah, I know I do. I know exactly.
Hold on. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. Did you suffer?
Oh, yeah. I've suffered.
If you suffered, you know this boy suffered.
Right. So how did it end?
It ended with me trying to figure out some way to leave on good terms, you know.
Did it end in good terms?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, we stayed.
What did you exactly did you do for him?
At first I was kind of just doing like video editing stuff.
Yeah.
And then later I became his personal assistant.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did I ever meet you?
Probably a couple times.
Yeah, I don't remember you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Have you seen any videos of Bobby?
I've seen some videos of Bobby.
What tapes did you see? He's had to file for Polly.
What video did you see?
Yeah, I had to go through all of Polly's videos, home videos, and you were on a few on like what are you, the road trips that you guys would do.
Was there any sexy ones that you saw?
There might have been.
You saw one with my dick in it.
I don't know if I saw your dick.
You saw me getting blown by two women?
I saw you, I think, turning around to a camera looking very shocked, like kind of like when you noticed the camera was there and hiding your penis, possibly.
Yeah.
But I didn't see your penis.
Yeah, I know. Okay, good. Because he says that that tape doesn't exist. I know it does. And thank you. So you had an awful experience.
Sometimes it's awful.
I think you're lying, but it's fine. It's fine because I already know where you stand and everything, so it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So you left. What do you do now?
I look for work now, right now.
But you did stand up, right?
Yeah.
And you opened for him.
A couple times. Yeah.
And then one night you told me.
I bombed.
That you bombed, and then what did he say to you?
The next day he came in and he was just like, "So how do you think you did last night?"
Yeah.
I was like, "I think I bombed." He's like, "Yeah, bro.
You're terrible.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you're not funny at all."
And, yeah, I know. He can do that.
Yeah. And that was the last time I did stand up, actually.
That, what? You're going to let that dictate how you
just killed his dreams.
Yeah. I know.
I was already feeling kind of bad about it. So that kind of just.
David Letterman once said in an interview, right? He said that whenever somebody comes up to him and says, "I want to do stand up," he always says, "Don't do it. It's the worst life choice." Do you know why he does that? Because a real comedian will take that and still do it anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. There's nothing people like this guy, Stan Simmons, when I started, he pulled me aside and he looked at me and he said, "You don't know anything about comedy timing." Your friend Jonathan Gotsick.
Yeah.
That we talked about last week. He was naturally good up front. I wasn't, right? And so they didn't like me. And you know what I said? I go, "Fuck him. I'm not going to let this fucking guy
do it anyway." Hell yeah.
Who's never done anything in the business to tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
You know? Ornie Adams once came up to me behind the Laugh Factory and he goes, "I just want to let you know you're too dirty. You're never going to get on TV. Nothing's going to happen." I go, "Well, when you, I'm not going to be on TV." He goes, "You'll never do The Tonight Show." And I said, "I already did it." He goes, "Yeah?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, you'll never get on a TV show." "I'm on a TV show." He goes, "Yeah?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Never mind." You know, people don't know anything.
Right.
Right? You just have to feel your heart and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
He got his ass kicked by Clay Guida.
Didn't get
my ass kicked. You know what I mean?
And he's still gonna get back on the horse, and he's still gonna fight.
I respect that.
Because he's a true warrior.
I respect that.
Did you hear
he
that?
He was virtually raped on TV.
You...
Do you get people telling you, like, "Hey, like..." Like,
I'm kidding, Eric. It's a comedy. God damn it.
I know.
You know, angry for no reason. But do you hear what I'm saying, Josh?
No, I do understand that.
Okay. So do you want to do stand-up again?
There's parts of me that do because I still write
jokes
all the time. It's kind of who I am. I write comedy.
Yeah.
But I think I was doing stand-up as like a means to an end because I wanted to write comedy, not necessarily.
Well, whatever your heart says, do it. But fuck what anyone else says.
No, I agree with you.
Okay? Yeah. Get out of here.
All right.
Get out of here.
Do you get that, Coke?
All the time.
Do people telling you,
but,
like...
I mean, it's... our culture today is so fucking sad. Just the people that send you negative posts, like Twitter, for example, their life is so sad that it makes them feel good. They gotta be negative towards you, hoping that they get a response. That makes people's day.
Yeah.
If I respond to a tweet, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
That's still something I never get. But like Bobby said, like I do this for me. When it comes down to me, I'm doing it for myself. This is what I love to do. Fuck everybody else. They can say whatever they want, you know?
I was on George Lopez's Instagram. He was doing some sort of anti-Trump post or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some lady just goes, "You know what? He's a has-been comedian anyway, so he's a loser." Mm-hmm. Or something like that. I had to reply back. I said, first of all, here's a Hispanic guy who was born with no show business connections. He started from the bottom. He crawled his way up to the top, right? What have you done, bitch?
100%.
If you're watching, no, I don't give a fuck. It pissed me off.
She's not
right?
a Tiger Belly fan.
She's not a Tiger Belly fan, right?
But
hey, bitch.
Say it anyways.
Okay. You can't criticize people if you look at your own life. Mm. look at what's around you, where you go to work and this and that, and you're criticizing George Lopez. Now, George Lopez, I think he's a nice guy. I know him, you know, personally. He's a nice guy, okay? But I also know that before the George Lopez show, before, you know, Sandra Bullock saw him at the Austin Comedy Club and, you know, went to the producer, you know, became a producer, right? That I took a gig back in the 90s. I was opening for Carlos, but Carlos was already at some town. And I had I was taking a Southwest flight. George Lopez had been doing comedy at that point for 25 years.
Oh.
And he had middle seat in a Southwest airline. He was super nice. And he was just doing some club, you know, out there to make, you know, money, right? And he went through all that fucking bullshit to get to where he is. So go fuck yourself, lady. People criticize you for going into the ring risking your fucking life. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, 100, I agree 100%.
You don't to them. Don't respond to them.
What do they
most
say?
Of the time, I don't. I mean, most of the time, I don't.
What's the meanest thing that someone's ever told you?
I was called a neo-Nazi.
What? You're the least neo-Nazi person.
But they're talking like appearance-wise.
Oh.
Back in WEC days, like super pale, shaved head. I only had like these symbol tattoos. They thought they were like an SS Nazi symbol, you know, stuff like that. So I had that, and you know, I'm like,
you're not.
I live with Anthony Pettis.
Yeah.
How,
what is he?
The most multicultural human being.
Yeah. You know, so like,
he's like island mud.
What the fuck, you know? But no.
What is that? He calls me that, so island. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, here's another thing about how I know you're not. You're so tender with my brother Steve.
Steve is. Steve
I know, but
is
you're right tender now. With. He's Frank, ugly Mexican, ugly, unfunny.
Speaking about shitting on comedians. Oh my god!
Yeah,
playing Destiny and hearing Frank just get ripped on.
I know,
it's terrible.
I love it.
It was terrible.
Right, you hang out with the ugliest black guy that's ever lived on planet Earth, Eric Griffin. You're friends with even like weak whites. Greg, like the ones that would have died. You know, if they were a Viking, they would have died. Right, Craig is a weak white.
Weak white is a new phrase.
You're friends with, you know, you're friends with a gang of like ethnic misfits.
Yeah,
and that's how we know that you are not a fucking neo-Nazi. I'm going to say something to America right now. Okay,
oh, Jesus.
I'm going to say something to America right now. Okay, is that's fine. You can support Trump and whatnot, right? But let me say something right now. Your stable of friends should be. You should have at least two Muslims, a couple of blacks, a couple of Asians, a Mexican if you want it.
If you
for the spice. For the spiciness, right?
The Latino spice.
And a Jew. You should have a gambit, a stable of fucking ethnic friends. Because if you are a Trump supporter and you're gung-ho and you're like, whatever he's doing is amazing, right? And you only have white friends, you're a fucking neo-Nazi.
It's not a good look.
You gotta diversify.
You're a fucking neo-Nazi and you're a fucking racist.
You gotta diversify your portfolio, guys.
You think I wanna be friends with Fahim Anwar?
I do it for the diversity.
I do it for the diversity. You think I say hi to Ahmed Ahmed? I don't like him, but I say hi, I hug him so that people can see.
Strictly for the optics.
Yeah, for the optics, okay? Right? This juju right here. Like, I've been clutching my money all fucking night. Where's my fucking wallet? Right? But, you know, I have him over, right? So I gave him $200 to watch Game of Thrones. Do you believe that?
What?
Yeah. You better fucking watch it.
He will check up on
what
you.
What do we have time?
We're over an hour.
My goodness.
Yeah. Damn, that went quick.
It went really quick. You were a very good guest. I was scared about you.
Why?
Because you're a fucking, you know what I mean?
He's scared of you.
You're
a neo-Nazi.
You're a neo-Nazi fighter. You know what I mean? I was scared. You know what I mean? But
TMZ. You know what? This Eric is really Koch, special neo-Nazi. For us. We always talk about UFC, but you're officially our first UFC fighter.
It's crazy.
Guest.
There you go.
Yeah.
So go. this is special.
You beat out the other guy that could have been on.
Mickey.
Who you should fight?
Yeah, Mickey Gallo.
Wait, are you guys in this? Mickey Gall.
He's coming to lightweight.
Mickey Gall.
Yeah, he's coming to lightweight. I like that kind of fight.
He kept talking about how you should go back to 145, and I'm like, no, do not. No.
I loved you in WEC when you knocked out Rafael.
Oh yeah.
So but I was like,
you beat Rafael who?
Asunsao. Top like five.
That's you.
It's
that was you.
Look at me right now. That's you.
Hey, that's you, man.
That was me. it was one of those things though, like in WC days, I was like 21, you know, and like I wasn't a man yet. I put on a lot of stuff. I'm walking like 190 right now. Yeah. So like,
whoa. But so much easier to cut weight when you're younger. Do this real quick.
I wanted to see.
Eric, bro, don't ever do that.
I didn't know. I didn't know what he was doing. I saw.
He went off. No. That'd be funny. And then we freeze fame. We post on Instagram.
UFC drops Eric Coe for me.
Bobby Lee single-handedly ruins Eric's coach's career.
His career.
Yeah.
Then I'd come for you. Then that would be game over.
No, dude. I'm going to call people. Or I'll call people. So we, if you've never heard of our podcast before or heard it, but we do a question from the internet.
Mm. Okay.
It's called Unhelpful Advice. You can answer if you don't have to. Do whatever you want to do. Go ahead.
Unhelpful Advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Eric Newbreed / Phoenix Coke.
Question mark? Yeah, it's Phoenix
now. Is it Phoenix?
Yeah, okay. You can like drop Phoenix. The Newbreed. Yeah.
This question is from an anonymous person. I recently started listening to your podcast. I'm a big fan. My wife is 23 and I'm 26. I got her pregnant while we were young and we married at a young age. We've been married now for 5 years. My wife only has ever slept with myself and her very first boyfriend in high school. I have been with over 20 women, most of which occurred after I was already married.
Cheating, then. Okay, cool.
Our sex life was phenomenal in the beginning and most of the middle of our relationship, but has recently slipped into a routine and feels like a chore. I find myself fantasizing about other men sleeping with my wife. I have even gone as far as buying large sex toys to use on her. I'm completely average size. I watch and masturbate to cuckold porn and have been thinking about bringing up the subject to her. I don't think I would be the submissive cuckold type, but would love to see her being pleasured by someone else. Is this some sort of guilt trip my mind is playing on me for being unfaithful, or should I approach her with this idea? She has no idea about my fantasy nor my indiscretions as a husband. Should I wait it out and hope that the cuckold feeling goes away? Thanks for your advice. Eric Coke. I mean, anonymous. Cuckold your wife.
I think that he's trying to purify his soul. I think that he's trying to return back to an innocence because he has been with a lot of women. He has been philandering, and he's trying to even out the playing field. Also, he could be a true cuckold. He could really, really enjoy that. I can't tell. I don't know him personally.
It's over. I mean, the relationship is over.
Unless she's into it.
No, I mean, he's cheating behind her back. Mm-hmm. And then also on top of it, he's like, he's going to bring up this weird sexual thing that he can get off. It's over.
But I'll tell you why it's probably over is because if she was more experienced and she was probably in her 30s and she's seen some shit, she knows what cuckolding is. You can broach the subject and she'd probably be like, you know what? Yeah, we've been together for 10 years. I'm open to that.
Yeah.
But the sheer fact that she's only been with two men,
young. You're going to be miserable your whole life. And you're going to put her through it. Just get out.
Well, it just sounds like you should be single.
Yeah, he's 26.
He's 26.
You know?
You got to get out of it, dude.
It's one of those, and there's nothing. It's the biggest thing. Everybody thinks they have to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not true, man. Yeah. If you're single and that's you, you want to fuck however many people you want. That's
how do
cool.
you feel about cuckolding, though?
I feel like a lot of this stuff comes up just in society because people are so desensitized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sex is fucking everywhere. It's thrown everywhere. Advertising, porn. Porn is, like, literally at your fingertips, you know? And it's such a big industry. I just feel like people are so open now sexually that they get bored.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's what it is, you know?
I'm telling you right now, man. It's society. It is. I mean, if Kalila and I went to an island for 6 months, I think that'd be the best thing for us, where there's no one around.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We could really get in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because just being in the same space doesn't mean that you're spending time together. So for Bobby and I, there's a lot of coexistence. There's a lot of like being in the same room, but not really spending time together.
Like we went to Hawaii. I felt so close to her. I did. I felt so close. Mm. And we're here together. I love her so much, but.
There's no but.
I mean, I love her, and but I know that if her and I were on an island with no cell phones, no social media, and we're just walking around and having dinners and being with each other, that it would be way better.
I agree. But you're so right though about this whole like feeling desensitized because so much of it is thrown in our faces all day that we're trying to kind of one up the feeling of just. simple sexual of a simple sexual experience.
Yeah, people get bored.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
I'm so bored of fucking that I actually would be down to dry hump. How sad is that?
Yeah, I'm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I'm not bored of fucking you. I'm just saying, like, the idea of sex, of just pure coitus, missionary style, doesn't quite, like, you know, like, get that rise out of me. Like, when you were 16 and you know, that feeling of first getting with someone, like, that excitement.
Butterflies.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's with Bobby or anybody else. I don't think I would ever have that same feeling, so much so that I actually look into dry humping. Like, I look at dry humping videos, and that's what turns me on, because that's how fucking desensitized I am.
Yeah,
it's like I'm going ass backwards, you know. It's so strange.
And I feel like, especially for guys, I mean, let's face it, guys, sex drive is fucking crazy. You know, we're thinking about sex all the fucking time. So you add that with how easy it is, like I said, sex is everywhere. Watch porn, you know, whatever. Like, it's crazy, because, you know, I've been at those points when, even if I'm talking to a chick, super cool chick, could be the hottest chick in the world, doesn't matter, you're still gonna look at other people and you know what I'm saying. And I think especially when you're younger, not till you get older that kind of goes away, but I think a big part of it is just fucking society in general.
I want to make a final point, and this goes back to Paulie. Okay, bring it back around. I talked to him this weekend about, because I flew in from Albuquerque, I saw him at the Comedy Store. He's like, dude, I loved your podcast and whatnot. And then we got into, I told you this, Kalila. Yeah. We went into, he's like, dude, I think I'm going to have my girlfriend from Arizona move in with me. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard that before. When you were working with him, did he live with a woman?
No,
right? Because he's so neat. He's always been. I've never seen, aside from Dalia, I've never seen a man fucking just swim through pussy. Mm-hmm.
Swim.
Yeah, right? He goes, I just don't want to do it anymore. I go, what? Just sleeping around, it's just like lonely. Mm-hmm. I go, wow. He goes, and then he said something that you never would ever hear from him. I think I want a kid.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Saying, right? For him to say that to me, my eyes popped out of my head. I had to put them back in. I was like, what the fuck did you say? Right? And here's the deal. He's 50.
Oh.
He's been knee deep in pussy his whole life, and now he's ready.
Yeah.
But it took that long. Mm-hmm. So this 26-year-old kid.
They have a child together.
Doesn't matter. The kid will be fine.
Oh, they don't have a child together? Still, no. Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah, whatever. Even if he did, you could still be in her. No, he did have a baby.
Oh, yeah. I got her pregnant while we were.
Yeah, he does have a baby. Yeah, he can still be the great father, live in the same town, and be a. But don't put her through it.
Yeah.
Sow your oats.
Unless, look, if you really want to be a stand-up person, broach the subject anyway.
It's not going to work.
And if she says no, then you have to be prepared for like Bobby says, if you're unhappy with that no, then you have to be a big enough man to be like, you know what, this is just over. Mm-hmm. If fucking her is a chore, bro, it's over.
Yeah.
I want to show you evolution.
What just happened?
I want to show you evolution.
Sorry, Cole.
This is the new breed.
Right.
This is new breed right
Bobby
here.
New
little
breed.
Patch, little patch here, right?
Yeah, why are you?
Cancerous fucking, but this is called evolution, because I'm really... My kids are going to have no hair because it'd be more evolved.
Mm. He only has hair on his knees right
here. That is strange.
It's not strange. It's real.
He has a big old bush. Big ass bush.
Are you proud?
So this is the real shit right here.
And he has no asshole hair.
I refuse. I conditioned my body to get rid of him. I had some as a kid, but I said, no more. No more.
You shall not pass.
Yeah, and my body just said, all right, whatever, dude. Whatever. Yeah. But we had a great guest here, Eric Koch. Give him a round of applause,
so
everybody.
Much,
it was wonderful.
Thank you.
And you know that just, you know, we learned a lot today.
Let us know where we can find you on social media. And also, wait, you're fighting
your
in
new show.
December?
Yeah,
sometime in December.
Who are you fighting?
We don't have an opponent, and I can't really
say
any names.
No, we can't.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I just know when you're in your little, you know, when you're in that little locker room, whatever, putting the things in, right?
Yeah.
Just know that we are in your corner. I feel like didn't fight like you knew that we were in your corner.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Just, think about me.
Think about you.
Yeah. And when you think about me, are you going to win
it? What happens?
I wouldn't think about
him. If I think about you and I lose,
then I know that you weren't thinking about me.
We're going to have some issues.
No, no, no. You were thinking about fat face Eric. No, I really want you to be, I really want you to be champion. I want you to succeed. I want you to be a gigantic star, and I think you have the skills to do it. That's all.
And you're so young. No,
no. And you're young still, all right? I hate to put that kind of pressure on you, but you know, I know you now. You're now it reflects my reputation.
My mom was my mom was so drunk on Saturday at the party.
She was wasted.
I know. Yeah. She hasn't drank like that in like her whole life, and all I could hear was her repeatedly telling you, "Please don't lose."
Yeah. She comes up. She's like, "So December." I'm like, "Yeah, sometime December." She's like, "You got to win." I'm like, "Trust me.
You're going to win.
Anybody I already know you're going to win.
I know you're going
to
win. You're going to win. You're going to win. 100%. All right, everyone pray for Eric, everybody. Give him a round of applause, everybody.
And you got a new podcast show, right?
Yeah, we do.
Promote that really
actually,
quick.
Actually, you know, with these hooligans, Griffin, Craig, Steve, and Frank, we're doing a Destiny podcast.
Ooh.
So it's Worst Fire Team Ever, and that'll be coming out soon. Maybe we can get Bobby back.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
Sir, I'll do it.
Wait, hold on one second. Okay, Coke, you don't quite understand what it feels like to, you know, our home is small. You
right,
see
right,
this.
Right, right.
This is a very small place.
Yeah.
There's only one other room I could go to, and this is the podcast room.
Uh-huh.
So it's either and even from this room, I can hear him screaming.
Yeah.
So until we get a bigger place, it's a no.
I hear you. I hear you.
And I don't think that you scream quite like him.
I don't scream quite like
exactly.
him.
Exactly. And also, but you're probably better at the game in general.
He seems pretty calm. I'm a lot better. But one thing I would like, you know, Lindsay, the biggest issue she had was the flashing lights.
Oh, you play in the room while she's sleeping. Oh, I think you had your own little...
And shit, I will give credit to Lindsay. She's a fucking trooper, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, you got to understand, these guys play till what?
6 in the morning. Four,
six. Yeah. Okay, so 6 in the morning for them is 8 for me because I'm 2 hours ahead.
That's right. Mm. Yeah.
So like Lindsay's a trooper, and I mean we're together, but we don't live together. It's just a good idea. I like, you know, having my space and, you know, a little bit of independence, but no, she, you know, she's a gangster with that. But having this guy, yeah, I don't blame you.
I have one more question for you before we wrap up here.
Yeah.
I want to know what your thoughts are on John Jones being, I know like, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but John Jones has been tagged for use of steroids. I think they're going to try to do the B-sample, right?
B-sample, yeah, waiting for
and
the second.
And his team is saying, look, this has had to have been a contamination of some supplement, blah, blah, blah. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, the thing is, I mean, you can say that, and we won't know till the tests come back. But if he's already done this shit before, like, wouldn't it striking it because his teammate said what? His doctor or whatever gave him something after weigh-ins. Why the fuck would you just take something you don't know about after weigh-ins?
Exactly.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
And, like, I just think John Jones, his biggest enemy is himself, man. I know guys that went to high school, or not high school, but they wrestled in junior college with him.
Yeah.
And he's always been that way. He's been doing coke forever, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's crazy to me. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just kind of, I just think it's one of those sad stories of, like, raw, just fucking awesome talent that just he can't get shit right. I mean, his own dad says that. His own dad says he's his worst, you know, his own worst enemy.
So do you think that, but also there's got to be someone in his team who is obviously, you know, in on this.
Yeah. You don't think, like, Greg Jackson gets in on, like, what the fuck are you doing? Just, like...
Like, they've got to either have a hawk's eye on him or, like, what's happening there?
I feel like John Jones is the type of guy that he gets coached, but he's so talented and he's so good at what he does. I feel like his coaches really aren't... Like, the Greg Jacksons can't get in his ass. And if they do get in his ass, I feel like he's the type of guy, like, fuck you, I'm John Jones.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? I get that, like, I can't say personally that, like, I don't like John Jones, but I've met him before when I fought Asunza, actually. Mm. That's when he beat Shogun for the title.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
we were there and we were cutting weight, and you just get one of those vibes, man. You just get a kind of a fake vibe, and
well, I'm team DC all day. I always have been.
DC's awesome.
All day.
DC, yeah, DC's awesome, and DC's a really, you know, really good guy, and I was definitely rooting for him in that fight.
He was doing really well,
but,
too.
I mean, it sucks for him, too, because let's say, you know, this is a positive test. John Jones gets suspended for, what, 4 years?
2 to 4, yeah.
It'll probably be 4.
So how old is he now?
He's 34.
Is it over for him then if he gets if
I
this
think
isn't
it is.
That's so long.
Yeah, I think it is. And
what
I,
a tragedy.
Tragedy. And waste. In DC's eyes, DC, you know, reclaims that title. It's his. He'll be champion, but he'll never get that chance to beat Jones.
I also don't think that people will give him the same recognition that they would Jones as a champion, which is sort of unfair because, you know, DC has always been the sort of default champion.
Right.
And I think that that's always been unfair. Like, his record has always been tarnished because of this guy who's constantly being tagged for fucking, you know, for these things.
For
and it's not fair that he has to. And another thing, to fight him twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. It's the same thing that why I feel so bad about Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
It's like the fact that, you know, some guy like Brock, who obviously is roided up the fucking asshole.
That pissed me off really bad too.
And contractually he has to fight this guy. He's already 40 years old. He's put his body on the line for years.
Right.
And now you're telling this man who's given so much of his life to the sport that he's got to have admittedly roided ass dude fight him.
Right
And this isn't like a 125er. This is a fucking man who's like 280 pounds.
Permanent damage.
What pisses me off is Brock did this knowing he was gonna pop.
He gives
a percentage of his purse.
Yeah,
but Hunt doesn't get that. They fine him and then he still makes a shitload of money.
Yeah,
the amount small he pays dad. It doesn't even matter. And so it's dad. Like him knowing that I can't stand Brock for that one fucking reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's super, super disrespectful. And I like Mark Hunt. I love Mark Hunt
because I love Mark Hunt so much.
I was a Pride kid. Yeah. I liked Pride more than you. Like when they were like the
that was
two.
A shit, dude. Same. Give me that white ring any day.
Shogun will forever be my favorite fighter. Because coming up, Shogun was like the young up and comer. And when he beat Rampage, I'm like, that's
who
I
want to
be. Because he smashed him.
Except that everyone was roided in Pride.
Yeah, that's true.
Arona. Hey, Arona, 50 abs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Arona. Ricardo Arona's back. Gilbert and I thought about we wanted to start our own MMA podcast of just like casual fans. MMA, and we wanted to call it Ricardo Arona's Back. That thing is like epic.
So what the fuck?
What is that guy up to nowadays?
I don't know.
I don't think he ever, I think Pride was his
that
last.
Was it.
That was
he
it,
was
right?
Done. Right, yeah.
Because I mean,
yeah.
he never stepped into the UFC like but ever,
I,
did he?
I mean,
I think maybe he did.
Once, probably.
I think it was old though. I think he did fight in the UFC, but I mean like, I think it was before Pride was even blowing up.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, the Pride days, I mean, Vanderlei Silva was roided to the hilt. You know, all those guys were. But I mean, you could do it. So everybody did it. Yeah. So it's kind of
even
fair
playing
in a way.
Field. Yeah. Even playing
like
field,
now that we have USADA, like Brock Lesnar coming in knowing, well, shit, I'm gonna take
pop.
A loss, but I get to fight and I'll still get some money. Like, fuck you, dude.
Some money.
What's that like?
Some
do
money.
They, like, USADA, do they do, have you ever been like randomly tested?
All the time.
How many times in, like, let's say a year?
They'll do – well, they're weird because they don't want you to, like, get a schedule.
Yeah.
You know? So it's completely random. There's been times I haven't been tested for, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll test me, like, 4 times back-to-back, mm-hmm. like, every other week. You
That's
know,
crazy.
To try and catch it because they're trying to catch you, like, so you can't cycle and cycle out, you know?
Yeah.
So – and they always – but the one thing, they always show up at, like, 5 in the morning. Like knocking on your door and
catch you off guard.
What the fuck, dude? Like, I'm sleeping. They're, you know, pounding on the door and they're super perfect. Like, they don't let you touch, you know, they lay everything out and they don't let you touch things until they tell you to.
Whoa, they're
like,
serious.
It's, dude. Like, it's legit, but I mean, UFC pays a lot of money and I agree with it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're seeing a lot more people, you know, pop dirty and, you know, fuck that. You're trying to, you know, roid up and go in and do bodily harm to somebody, like, fuck you, you know?
Do you agree that fighters have to fight their weight class and not cut so much? Like,
I
think that it should always be a choice?
I used to be such a, like, I used to be so on cutting weight, like, being the bigger person.
Yeah.
The older I get, I believe it's bullshit. I mean, look at Frankie Edgar when he fought at 55.
Yeah.
He was champ there. He'd walk in soaking wet at 55. He could still compete because he had energy, you know. Mm. And you got to look at it this way. Like, when we cut weight, we're draining all the water, you know, out of our bodies. That's coming from our brain too.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So you can't replenish that in 24 hours. If you take a knock, it's really easy to give yourself brain damage just from cutting weight.
God.
So the commission's got a lot better. Like, now if you're You got to be like a certain percentage, like body weight wise, whatever weight you're fighting at. I think for like 55, it's like you can only be like 8% higher. So it's like 12 pounds, something like that. But they monitor you. And if you do come in really heavy, you are the commission will watch you the entire week and like test your levels and all that shit. And if you're ever at a dangerous like point, they won't let you fight. So I think that's I think it's super important, and I think it's a step in the right direction. But
also, you also have like less likelihood of fights or fighters pulling out with like complications with cutting, like Johnny Hendricks. You know, and those guys are getting fucking last minute kidney stones or whatever because they're so dehydrated.
Well, and I, you know, I think the more they do that, I think the way they can make the fighters happy is just adding more weight classes. I've always feel like they should add more weight classes. 165. 165, 160. Like 160 for me would be fucking perfect.
That's your
weight.
Like
that would be my weight class. 55, I can make it, and I'm still good there, but I struggle there with those last three. Like it, and every little bit counts. So if they had those, not only that, I feel like, especially in the UFC, I think they're kind of worried, like, we have to promote all these guys. The reason why UFC is doing so much better in boxing is because boxing doesn't promote anybody. They got their money fighters.
The main event,
Their main event. They make money on that. Who knew anybody on the undercard? I mean, unless you investigate, and even I didn't know. I didn't care.
Knew one other person. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? UFC does a good job of marketing a lot, like everybody. And I feel like with how good they are marketing and having a title like every 5 pounds up, you can create more super fights. People want to see the super fights, right?
So, and also, 185 to 205, that's such a massive jump. That's 20 pounds. Yeah. You know,
even
what I
155
mean?
To 170 is like, 50. Put some shit between that.
Yeah. I agree. Honestly, I think 160. 160 would just be
the sweet spot for you.
Champion Eric
Coke.
That's
what I want. That's what I want. But yeah, I mean, they're making really good steps in the right direction. So, I mean, compared to the way it used to be, you know, I was fighting, when I started fighting, there wasn't a 145 weight class. When I started fighting, 155 was it, and I was a like scrawny beanpole. I weighed 152.
You look so different.
Yeah, 100. It's a funny ongoing joke that because whenever I go in to like, you know, fight week, they're just like, oh, it's Eric. You look completely different. Because like I'm either growing my hair out, change my hairstyle. I got a tan.
You're way
I'm
more neo-Nazi white. Before.
way more neo-Nazi. You know, if I don't like it for that fact, but I did look a lot scarier. Yeah. Like just a lot more menacing. But I always come back with like 4 or 5 more tattoos. And they're like, okay, you know, here's the drill. Because they got to take pictures every time to update your profile. So that's like an ongoing joke with the UFC. I'm, you know, it's terrible marketing for me because everybody's like, that's Eric? Like, oh, I didn't even fucking know that was him, you know? But yeah, I mean, they're making right steps in the – are good steps in the right direction. And like I said, I'm just hoping. I'm just hoping and praying for a new weight class and cutting weight will be over. You know,
I'll well,
be
we able hope to just that perform. You stay healthy from here on out and that we see you –
December. You'll see me in December.
In every fight card from here on out.
Hell yeah.
Ooh,
Well, don't not every fight card.
I'm going to say right now.
Don't be Cerrone.
Whoever he fights now.
I was just going to say, I want to pump out like Cerrone. Like,
No, that's not. I mean, because I always think that he rushes them. He rushes into them. And I think that he's one of my, he's an amazing, amazing fighter. But he takes them too quickly, I think.
I mean, I think he does like when he tries to take big fights.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, he's smart because he's making bank.
And he's such a, people love watching him. Like, he is a draw.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's such a draw because, I mean, he fights. And the thing with fighting, too, you're only as good as your last fight. Mm-hmm. What sucks about fighting is for us, we cherish every fucking win we get.
Yeah.
Every win. And that'll never change. Like, you know, 2 years go by and I'm like, I remember when I fought him. Love that win. With fans, they're brutal, man. They give a shit for like maybe a couple days, and then after that, forget, it's like wait till the next one. You lose, like you're shit. You suck, and then I win. Oh god, that's why I like watching Cody.
He loses. Like, oh, he sucks
you.
Again.
Yeah, I'm like fuck you. You weren't wins? There when I lost.
Fuck
you
know? His new tattoos every week.
So shout out to my real because I do have a good fan base of like loyal fans back in the WEC day. I love those guys because you know I always get great messages from them. So I truly appreciate that.
Well, thank you for coming on to our podcast.
That was our first MMA minute with a real fighter.
Hell yeah!
How do we do, Gilbert?
That was good. Shit, you need to be on the mic. You should do your own podcast.
I know.
People tell me that
all
the time.
We should do our own MMA podcast down, and I'll tell you why. I know nothing. I take the stance of like a very casual spectator, so I only know the surface stuff, and I know what questions to ask. Since you know the specificities of actually being a fighter.
Well, you're actually very, very knowledgeable.
She used to roll.
No, I did not. Please, relax.
She used to roll.
No, okay. Please, Gilbert. But
triangle
also,
legs right there.
I am so curious, but I don't always have someone in front of me to answer my questions.
Right, the little subtleties.
Yeah, because I don't have, I mean, I have a few friends that fight and train, but they're not always, like, they're not in front of me when we're doing our MMA minute. And I look at Gilbert you know this?
Here, this is what we'll do. Whenever you're in town, let us know, and whatever fight is close, we just do it.
Yeah, we'll just we'll throw in an episode there.
Fuck it, let's just do it.
That would be so fun, and I'm just going to have just a shit ton of questions for you, so just be ready.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be making a lot more trips out here, because I mean, we got the Destiny thing too. So,
and we could be the fighter and the dummies, not the fighter.
We're
and the
not copying their shit.
But because we really don't know
anything.
We're
just going to call us the Phoenixes.
God.
The Phoenix Eyes. All right, guys. Make sure you follow us on Tiger Belly on Instagram and on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. And email us any questions at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. And if you hated MMA, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Sorry, but not sorry, because fucking Eric Coke's here. Damn. Bye, guys. Bye.